28. Pavlov's bewitched dogs. Is behavior learned? Psychologists have discussed this question for years. They began thinking about it because of the work of Ivan Pavlov. He was a Russian professor of physiology. Here is his story. In carefully controlled experiments, Pavlov showed that dogs could be taught to salivate. Critics said the dogs were bewitched, and Pavlov was probably as surprised as his critics, but the evidence was there. The discovery was accidental. Pavlov was doing research on digestion and on the central nervous system. For his research, he collected saliva from the animals in his laboratory. To get the saliva, he had an experimenter put meat powder in the laboratory dogs' mouths. The meat powder was a stimulus to get the dogs' mouths to water. Soon he noticed that the dogs' mouths watered even before they got the meat powder. In fact, their mouths began to water at the sight of the experimenter. The experimenter had become the stimulus. Pavlov wondered if other stimuli could get the dogs to salivate. He paired the meat powder with the sound of a tuning fork, the turning on of a light, and the ringing of a bell. He got the same results. An automatic physical response, called a reflex, is one of the most basic actions animals perform. Sneezing in a dusty place and shivering in the cold are reflex actions. But Pavlov's experiments showed that reflexes could be taught. This led the way to further thinking on whether behavior is natural or learned. It may not sound so incredible today, but at the turn of the 20th century, Pavlov's research seemed remarkable. It brought about new research methods and ideas. Pavlov continued his work on the nervous system of the dog. He experimented with different stimuli. His work became the basis for much of modern psychology.